Grace, mercy, and peace be to each of us from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Today's lesson comes from the gospel as presented by Deacon Betty in another form. Last week, we heard the story of Jesus being confronted by a lawyer, and Jesus related the parable of the Good Samaritan in response to the lawyer's question, "Who is my neighbor?" Now, Luke does not give us any indication where that encounter took place. And the other Gospels, they don't record the parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus, however, used parables in many cases when he would tell a story or make a point. If he was talking to farmers, he'd talk about some farming issue. If he was talking to fishermen, he would talk about some fishing issue. If he was in a particular geographic area, he would make reference to that environment. Now, we know that the road to Jericho, that was the setting of the Good Samaritan story, passed through the village of Bethany, which was about 2 miles outside of Jerusalem. And it's reasonable to assume that the confrontation we discussed last week took place in or reasonably close to Jerusalem and not further out in the wilderness on the road to Jericho. Now, today's lesson follows immediately the parable of the Good Samaritan, and it begins, as we heard read, "Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house." Now, we know that Martha had a sister Mary, and that they had a brother, Lazarus, who also lived in Bethany. So therefore, based on what we know, today's gospel almost certainly took place in Bethany. Now, Jesus was welcomed into Martha's house. Jesus didn't travel alone. He had at least his 12 disciples and probably many more. But let's, just for discussion, say only 13 people were invited into Martha's house. Imagine 13 people suddenly arriving at your house. 13 people suddenly arriving, and now you've got to feed them, entertain them, whatever word you want to use. That's a lot of work, even if you've planned ahead. Think about preparing Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner for 13 people. Takes a lot of work. There's no question about that. So Martha's going 90 miles an hour attending to her guests. And what's her sister doing? Well, she's not helping Martha, but rather she's sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to him teach. Now, that in and of itself was unusual, because in that time and place, the students of a teacher were exclusively men. And for a woman to take such a position at the teacher's feet, well, that was unusual at best. The story creates quite a contrast between Mary and Martha's response to Jesus' arrival. But is that really surprising? Think about your own families. One sibling may be very task-oriented, puts everything in its place, and everything has a place. Everything is structured. And the other sibling, well, they're less structured. We'll just leave it at that. If we're honest, we probably see a little bit of both Mary and Martha in all of us. But is that, however, the point of today's gospel? To demonstrate how two people respond differently to the same circumstances? Perhaps at first glance, but there's more to the message. Now, in our story, Martha is clearly not happy with her sister's action. She's leaving her to do all the work, while Mary, she just takes it easy. Martha's had enough, and she decides she's going to bring her sister's behavior to Jesus' attention, as if Jesus didn't know what was going on. And I bet Martha expected that Jesus, on hearing her concern, would look at Mary and say, "Hey, Mary, why don't you get up and give your sister a hand?" But that's not how it works out. Jesus says, "Martha, you worry about too much." You can almost see her standing there with her mouth open. Well, boy, that sure didn't go the way I expected it to go. But the gospel message here is very simple, yet it's a powerful point. Jesus is telling Martha and all of us, get your priorities straight. Again, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. You worry about too much, about the wrong things. You know, and as I read that, I read Jesus' words, and you want to pile on, Martha. Yeah, that's right, Martha. Why are you worrying so much? But if we're honest, we're no different than Martha. And we also worry about a whole bunch of things. I worry about a lot of things. Most of them unimportant, and most of them things that I can do nothing about. But I still worry. I bet that most of us here today also worry about a lot of things, many of which we can't control. It's just our nature. Things were no different 2,000 years ago in Martha's house. People worried about all sorts of things just as we do today. Now, it's interesting. Think about this. Jesus' response to Martha, this was not the first time that he had spoken about worry. Think about Jesus' words. "You're anxious and troubled about many things." Words sound familiar? We've heard them someplace else in the gospel? Where have we heard them before? Jesus here is repeating to Martha the same point he made in the Sermon on the Mount, where he told the listeners, he says, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body." And he goes on to say, "Is not life more than food and drink, and the body more than clothing?" We today on Long Island probably don't worry about what we're going to eat or what we're going to wear. Maybe we worry about a family situation, some problem at work, whatever the issue may be. The message that Jesus presented to Martha is just as valid today as it was those 2,000 years ago. Jesus concluded his remarks in the Sermon on the Mount by saying, "Your heavenly Father knows you need these things," talking about food and clothing and shelter. And he says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." The message is clear. Stop worrying, let go, and let God. And how do I respond? How do we respond? "I get it, God. But you know, it's so hard not to worry." We focus on what's going on around us, and we worry because we're looking in the wrong direction. We forget that we are in the arms of a loving God, and when we keep our focus on Him, our priorities are in the right place. When we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, we, like Mary, will have made the right choice. In 5 short verses in today's gospel, we have a much deeper message than a simple story of one sister feeling a lack of support for the other sister and Jesus siding with Mary over Martha. But you know, it's also more than a warning that we spend too much time worrying about our everyday activities. Jesus makes one more important point. And sometimes we overlook this. Martha is not being criticized for her service. Rather, it's a question of priorities. As Christians, we're called to love our neighbor And that includes service, as was demonstrated in the parable of the Good Samaritan last week. Martha has undertaken that task of service in today's gospel. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But there is, however, a warning that in serving, we must be mindful that we do not become distracted by our earthly efforts and lose our focus on the eternal portion. Serving is good, but never should it be placed ahead of hearing the words of God. As Paul states in his letter to the Romans, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. May we, like Mary, choose the good portion and eagerly sit at our Savior's feet to hear the good news of the gospel, so that we in turn can apply what we have learned from our Lord and share that good news in service to others, proclaiming the gift of salvation and the assurance of spending eternity with God. As Jesus told Martha, he tells us here today, get your priorities straight. Amen.